Now the Philistines were fighting against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from the Philistines, but fell fatally wounded on Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines also overtook Saul and his sons. And the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. The battle went heavily against Saul, and the archers found him, and he was gravely wounded by the archers. And Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and pierce me through with it. Otherwise, these uncircumcised Philistines will come and pierce me through and abuse me." But his armor bearer was unwilling, because he was very fearful. So Saul took his sword and fell on it. When his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul died with his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his men on that day together. And now when the people of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, with those who were beyond the Jordan, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned the cities and fled. Then the Philistines came and settled in them. It came about on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip those killed that they found Saul. And they nailed his body to the wall of Bethshan.
Now, when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men got up and walked all night.
And they took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan. And they came to Jabesh and burned them there.